All right. And the sanctuary gets quiet. I love my children, and they're and Baruch Hashem, we're getting more of them. Sometimes during prison worship, they get bored. All right. We'll edit that out from the tape. Hanukkah and Christmas, forgotten meanings. You know, it's hard to believe, but this is my last message before we go to the NJA Southeast Regional Conference. And it's just before both Hanukkah and Christmas. Now, as Messianic Jewish congregation, we don't do Christmas, to be honest with you. I mean, if you do as a family, that's okay. And I'll tell you why I think it's okay in just a moment. But it can still have a meaning for us, though, as Messianic Jews. We may disagree on the timing of the birth of Messiah, believing it took place at Sukkot, or at least during that time of Sukkot. But if the world wants to celebrate it now, what are we going to do? It's okay. Acknowledging the birth of Messiah is good, regardless of whether you agree of the timing or not. We believe that he was born on Sukkot, and the remembering of Adonai's desire to tabernacle with us for all eternity, and the story of the Messiah who came to tabernacle with us for all eternity on earth. They fit together, right? It's better to celebrate his birthday sometimes than not celebrate at all. You know, that's what I'm saying. Now, some think it's a slap in the face to celebrate the birthday on the wrong day. I knew people who, if you did it just one day early, it was a catastrophe. They're so... you know, traditions and all superstitions and things like this. Oy vey. But I say remember his birth. Remember the Messiah's birth. It's okay. Now, Hanukkah is known as the Feast of Dedication or the Festival of Lights. And it always falls on the 25th of Kislev on the Jewish calendar. Because of the way that the Hebrew calendar is laid out, compared to the Julian calendar that the world uses, this day of the 25th of Kislev starts on Sunday night, which is, of course, the night that you'll light the first candle on your Hanukkah. It's also the night we're going to have our Hanukkah party, so bring your Hanukkahs to the Hanukkah party as well. So we light that first candle, and we light one more every night until all eight and the Shamash candle is lit. And that last night is going to be Sunday the 21st. So this year, I was thinking about both Christmas and Hanukkah together in a different way than I had in the past. Both are about remembering something that Adonai really does want us to remember. And both are not in Scripture, although Hanukkah is mentioned, which I'll get to that verse in a moment. We also know that both are not currently what they originally were meant to be. Both have been appropriated by the secular or near-secular world, and the meanings have mostly been changed. By near secular, I mean the church world that has taken to combining the meaning of Christmas as the birth of Messiah with Santa and reindeers and tinsel and toys and all the things that go with it today in the world. One of the things that we need to remember is that Hanukkah is not meant to be the Jewish Christmas. And Christmas is not meant to be the Christian Hanukkah. They can stand alone and close to each other together, but only when we see them for what they truly are meant to be and not for what they have become in the world. These days, Both show the reality of the world trying to merge them both together as caused by a cultural drift to the secular from the holy. Though these two holidays' origin stories are separated by centuries, they have distinct historical narratives. Both holidays suffer from a parallel crisis. Their original profound meanings, one centered on the miraculous provision and faithfulness of the God of Israel, and the other on the incarnation of the Messiah as promised by that same faithful God of Israel, have largely been eclipsed by commercialism, sentimentality, and the focus on the earthly rather than the heavenly things. The problem with this shift is that it secularizes the sacred and the struggle. It moves the focus from the miraculous deliverance and the rededication of the people to God's commandments to a mere cultural observance characterized by consumption and competitive gift-giving. Which reminds me, we'll still be having our $5 gift exchange. Just saying that. Hanukkah was to remember the fierce battle to remain holy that the Maccabees fought over the oppressors. And Christmas was to remember the fierce battle that light and dark fought and won by Messiah Yeshua for all. But over time, it can seem that the secular or demonic forces would have us forget the holy and have the worldly or fleshly desires overtake the true meanings of both of these remembrances. Both holidays should be used to remember that there is something holy to remember and to hold on to. The struggle we have is against assimilation, which causes both to be watered down to a meaningless party that is apart from the need to attribute anything to Adonai. Hanukkah is a memorial to the victory of the Maccabees over the oppressive Seleucids Greek Empire in the 2nd century BCE and the subsequent purification and rededication of the temple in Jerusalem. The Greeks under Antiochus has sought to eradicate Jewish identity, outlawing the Torah, defiling the temple altar with a pig sacrifice to Zeus, and forcing the assimilation of the Jewish people or the death of the Jewish people. The Maccabean revolt was a desperate, bloody fight for religious freedom, a battle to remain holy and set apart to the God of Israel. This event occurred long after the writing of the last book of the Tanakh, the Old Covenant. At its core purpose, Hanukkah was to acknowledge the rededication, not just of the temple, but of the people to the covenant, which is seen through the rededication of the temple. Hanukkah thus stands as a powerful, perpetual reminder of Adonai's desire for his people to be holy and to be fully committed to him. Unfortunately, Hanukkah has become a reminder for so many that it's about what people can give and what we are to want and expect from the hands of men rather than the love and mercy and the grace of Adonai. Christmas, as a remembrance of the promised birth of the Messiah, is very much worthy to be in the lives of Messianic believers, if the original reason is kept, just as much as Hanukkah as a remembrance of the covenant of God's is worthy to be in the lives of Gentile believers if its original reason is kept. It would seem that we went from remembering the message of the manger, so to speak, as some would call it, to the message of the mega-sized things we give or get. We have gone from making the one true God the center of both of these holidays to making the days man-centered, from outward looking to inward looking. And when we look inward, we will only know the flesh that we are looking at instead of the God who created the flesh. There can be room for both Hanukkah and Christmas in the life of a messianic believer if they remember the things of Adonai that are both before and after the Messiah. Now, the most direct link between Hanukkah and Yeshua is a scriptural record of his presence in Jerusalem and therefore the participation of the festival. John 10:22. Then came Hanukkah. It was winter in Jerusalem. Yeshua was walking in the temple around Solomon's colonnade. Then the Judean leaders surrounded him, saying, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us outright." We see that Yeshua was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, when the Jewish leaders came to question him. They were in Jerusalem to see the light of the candles of Hanukkah, or the oil lamps of Hanukkah, and to see the light of the menorah. But they were missing the light of the world, which is Yeshua. The timing of asking Yeshua if he was the Messiah was not by chance. Their remembrance of the lights of the menorah should have caused them to think of the promises of Adonai and the scriptures that point to the Messiah. And that should have allowed them to see the connection between Hanukkah and the birth of the Messiah, the one who is standing right before them. This should also allow us to see the connection between Hanukkah and Christmas, Jews and Gentiles. There was never meant to be a divide that caused separation of people or from people from our God. Hanukkah, which is called the Festival of Lights, should have had the people looking towards the light that Adonai provides. Yeshua says this about the light in John 8. John 8, starting in verse 12, Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will no longer walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He clearly said that he is the light of the world. The connection should have been made by those in Jerusalem, those in the city for Hanukkah, between the light of the menorah and the light that Adonai sent in Messiah Yeshua. But they were not looking for a spiritual savior, but instead a military savior. Remember that the people of Jerusalem and Israel as a whole were under great stress and hardship due to the pressures of the Roman Empire. Blinded perhaps by the distress of life, they could not see who Yeshua actually was. Hanukkah is a restoration of the light that indicated the promises of God are still standing by the dedication of the physical temple. And Yeshua is the light of the world and the fulfillment of the temple, fulfilling the need of the temple that the blood sacrifices had to be performed at, which indicates that the promises of Adonai are forever. Hanukkah was a dedication and restoration of the physical temple on earth. And Yeshua is not only the temple restored and the holy place for the sacrifices. He is also the blood sacrifices required by Adonai. Yeshua told them this in John 2, starting in verse 18 of John 2. The Judean leaders responded, "What sign do you show us since you are doing these things? Destroy this temple," Yeshua answered them, "and in 3 days I will raise it up." When Yeshua said that if this temple is destroyed, he would rebuild it in 3 days, even after his resurrection, after 3 days in the grave, the Jewish leaders did not recognize the truth of the statement. Even now, perhaps, we don't realize that he will be the temple we are to look forward towards and not a physical man-made temple to usher in eternity. I know that's not the normal view of him, but I believe that to be the case. When we look at history, we see that the Maccabees fought to preserve Israel physically from annihilation so that the Messiah could be born. Without the victory of the Maccabees, and if the Israelites were eliminated, then there would be no way for the prophecy of the Messiah to come through the line of David. Yeshua was celebrating the very holiday that testified to God's commitment to preserve his people. But he declared his mission was to give a greater preservation. It is said by the website myjewishlearning.com that the rise of Hanukkah really came along with the rise of Zionism when Israel was defending itself from attacks. They connected the story of the Jewish fighters with Israel. We call the holiday Hanukkah, or dedication, because the high point of our victory was the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem. The strange thing is that today, people still want to place more emphasis on the story of the oil lasting than the victory of the Maccabees. According to Jews for Jesus, there is no mention of the oil until much after the second Maccabees was written, telling of the story of Hanukkah, or the Hanukkah victory, I should say. The first recording of the oil lasting shows up in the Talmud, which was written centuries later. Although Hanukkah is said to be 8 days because of how long the one barrel of oil lasted, a more likely reason than Hanukkah is 8 days, and it's a late celebration of Sukkot, which they were not able to do because of the repression of Antiochus. When looked at together, Hanukkah as the celebration of God's preserving power, and Christmas as the celebration of God's salvation power, Adonai has promised in his word that Israel will continue until the end of the earth. Look what it says in Jeremiah 31:35. "Only if this fixed order departs from before me," it is a declaration of Adonai, "then also Israel, might Israel's offspring cease from being a nation before me for all time." Now, the Amplified Bible says that the descendants of Israel never stopped being a nation. That would only happen if I lost control of the sun, moon, stars, and sea. We know, of course, that Adonai will never lose control of the sun, moon, stars, and seas because he created them. Therefore, there will always be that remnant of his people. At the time of Yeshua, the people wanted to be released from the oppression of their enemy, who they saw as the Romans. But they were actually looking at the tool of the real enemy instead of the one wielding the tool. It was and always will be Satan that Yeshua wanted to free us from. Them then, us now. The Romans were only the tool. They were only the thing that Satan was using at that time. The problem is that the majority of people, even today, do not realize who they're in bondage to. If they are busy with the shadow of the enemy, they will never actually be fighting the enemy himself, but instead wasting their time with a false enemy, that shadow. They think that the symptom is what they need to be relieved from instead of the cause of what's ailing them. This is the reason that Yeshua said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Knowing the difference between the real enemy and the shadow of him is the difference between real victory and defeat to the real enemy. By hearing his voice and hearing what he says, we get to know our enemy, his schemes, and his tactics that he uses. And we gain victory over him. When the reasons for Hanukkah and Christmas are forgotten or modified to fit the secular desires, then Satan has no reason to come against them, as they are actually fighting themselves, as we see the world's fight over the correctness of celebrating either Hanukkah or Christmas. Neither is wrong when the perspective is, or reason to observe them is right for either one of them. When people are fighting each other, they miss out on the true continuing miracle that Adonai has for them. It is not that one or the other is a miracle. Both are miracles and the continuation of the miracle of Adonai. According to the website ReformJudaism.org, they say today, the holiday, which is Hanukkah they're talking about, reminds Jews to rededicate themselves to keeping alive the flame of Jewish religion, culture, and peoplehood, so they may pass on to the next generation. I say that we are not to be reminded of religion or culture, but to remember Adonai and his words that are spelled out in Torah for us today, and to live by them. Hanukkah is to remember his mighty hand as a warrior in the battle, defeating the army much larger than the Israelite army. And Christmas is a reminder of the defeat of not just the army of Satan, but the eventual destruction of the kingdom of Satan that he thinks he holds on to. We have to remember what we're told in 1 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians. "Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body." In the Messiah, we are now God's temple. Like Judah Maccabee, we need to be concerned for the purity of our temple. temple, not just for our bodies, but our spirits as well, our ruachs, keeping out the darkness and allowing the light to shine within us is what we have to do. This is true because of what we're told in John 1. John 1, starting in verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it, and will not overpower it, and never, ever will overpower it. As the temple of God, we are to maintain the light that overpowers the darkness. In the tabernacle, that light came from the menorah. It is now within us. And it is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, that lives within us when we allow Him to. And it is the Ruach who was sent by Yeshua, who was remembered on Christmas, who is remembered on Christmas. So do we have to do the holidays as the world wants them to do? No. We have to do them as Adonai wants us to. We should do them as the reminder of who He is and what He's done. Hanukkah as the battle to maintain Jewish people in history, because they were to be annihilated. Christmas and the birth of Messiah, whenever you do it, whether it be Sukkot or now in that on the secular calendar, it's to remember that He sent the Messiah for us to overcome the darkness that wants to overcome us. Just as the Maccabees had their victory with overwhelming odds against them. If we were without Messiah, Yeshua, and the Ruach, the odds would be overwhelming against us. That is what Yeshua did for us, and that is what God did for us. Father, we thank You for what You've done for us. We thank You for Your love and provisions. We thank You that You did send the Messiah for us. We thank You that we can trust in You for our salvation. Though the world would try to push back, though the darkness would try to beat the light, it will never be. You are our light. You are our victory, and You will be forevermore. We just thank You and praise You for the words in your scripture that show it to us, and for the Ruach who lives within us to open our eyes to see the scripture for what it is. We just thank You and praise You. And everyone said, amen and amen. Michael is going to come up.